AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The U.S. and Iran are eyeball to eyeball as Iran breaks with the international agreement that keeps it from making nuclear weapons, and the U.S. sends 1,000 more troops to the Middle East.
With Iran announcing it will break with the 2015 international nuclear deal, the Trump administration finds itself in the awkward position of demanding Iran's compliance with the accord that President Donald Trump called the worst in history. Trump withdrew the United States from the nuclear deal last year. Iran had agreed to a limit on uranium stockpiles in exchange for an easing of international sanctions, but Trump reinstated those sanctions. With tensions heightening, the Trump administration has ordered 1,000 more U.S. troops to the region. Mike Gracia, Washington.
President Trump says ICE will begin deporting millions of people who are in the U.S. illegally. Mexico says it's intercepting immigrants headed toward the U.S.
Wilmer Guerra is returning to Guatemala with his four-year-old son. He says, they turned me back. I didn't use a smuggler. We tried with a smuggler two times and we could not. They said with children, we'd be able to pass easily, but things got hot in the past week. It was hot and we could not cross. Guerra says he'll try again at the U.S. border at Tijuana when the situation calms down. I'm Ed Donahue.
Some Trump supporters started lining up yesterday for tonight's 2020 campaign kickoff in Orlando. The president likens it to a rock concert. It's going to be wild, he tweets. A judge in Wisconsin has ruled that the authors of a book that claimed that the 2012 shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut was fiction, defamed the father of a six-year-old killed in the massacre. Lenny Posner won his defamation suit against the authors of the book called Nobody Died at Sandy Hook. This is AP Radio News. The MTV Awards focused on good life stories.
Dwayne Johnson says when he set out to be a movie star,
Hollywood, they didn't know what the hell to do with me. I mean, I was as half black, half Samoan, 6'4", 275-pound pro wrestler.
So he decided that he had to tell Hollywood what to make of him instead.
I made a choice, and the choice was I wasn't going to conform to Hollywood. Hollywood was going to conform to me.
Johnson says his life journey should be food for thought for anyone trying to make it in this world.
The most powerful thing that we can be is ourselves.
Johnson was among those honored at the MTV Movie and TV Awards, taped this past Saturday and airing last night. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
A passenger about to board an airplane at the airport in Newark had six smoke grenades in his carry-on bag, say authorities. You're not allowed to take smoke grenades on an airplane. The guy handed the grenades off to a friend who wasn't traveling, and the TSA let him on the plane. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.